On May 11th, 2016, ISIS burned alive a family, including a couple of children. I know that I write a lot about how ISIS was capable of truly inhuman attacks. This one may be one of the most unforgivable. Over the past decade, half decade or so, we've learned of a worrying phenomenon here in Canada and in many other nations. A whole whack of our citizens decided it was a good idea to up stakes and leave their homes to travel to Iraq or Syria to join the terrorist group Islamic State, or ISIS, and other analogous players. The reasons for these decisions are multiple and complicated. Some really believed that what ISIS had created in its so-called caliphate was real Islam and was a return to the glory days of the faith in the 8th century. Some went because they liked violence. Some tagged along with husbands and parents. The reasons were all over the map, as I tried to demonstrate in my second book, Western Foreign Fighters. But while many who joined ISIS willingly and perversely embraced the wanton violence and terror that the group inflicted on thousands of people, if not millions, a few figured out that this new life was not what they thought it would be. In other words, they wanted out. As an aside, it is an interesting question what we should do with these individuals. There's a lot of talk about rehabilitation and de-radicalization of these people when they return to our shores. I, for one, still think that some price has to be paid for their initial decisions and subsequent actions. They do not deserve a blanket amnesty or a do-over. After all, can I go to a judge after I have embezzled $3 million from my employer and say, oops, my bad, and not expect some kind of punishment? There is also the outstanding issue of whether these so-called former terrorists still pose a threat to our societies. Not surprisingly, ISIS and others did not look kindly on those who wanted to leave. Nope, once a caliphatan, okay, I made that term up, always a caliphatan. Exit was simply not an option. Actually, there was one way out, but it came in the form of a pine box. On this day in 2016, ISIS terrorists burned alive an entire family, including children, in public for trying to escape a terrorist-held area in northern Iraq. It is unclear whether the group consisted of actual ISIS wannabes or was one of the many, many families that was caught up when the terrorist organization took control of thousands of square kilometers of territory in northern Iraq and Syria. To ISIS, it did not matter. You're one of us and you cannot leave. Quote, ISIS has brutally committed this crime in order to terrorize the remaining civilians living in the region. These barbaric men have engaged in the most heinous crimes in Syria and Iraq in plain view of the international community, unquote. I sometimes tire of reading of terrorist atrocities. After all, I have worked in counterterrorism both as a practitioner and now as an author/pundit for more than 2 decades. And yet, how can anyone justify burning an entire family alive, including children, in public? ISIS, that's who.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.